Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
James Rapine joining us on the show. Is this a must-win series against the Texas Rangers, James?
Yeah, fine. We can go must-win if you want to. It's the only winning team the Indians play between now and the All-Star break, and I think if they can win this series, I think they can win the rest of their series until the All-Star break. I think that's very realistic, and especially with what we saw over the weekend. So, yeah, I could label that must-win, and it would put them in position to either gain ground on the Twins or in the wild card, so it'd be interesting.
James, one of the fun parlor games we're having here on the air, and we've continued to have it, and I haven't really budged on this, and you can tell me if I'm crazy. I still think the Twins, even though I think both situations are going to be really tough because they're so far behind the eight ball, the wild card and the division. Even though they're right there in the wild card, I still think that's going to be harder to obtain by the end of the year than the Central. Am I crazy?
Potentially, you might be crazy, but I'm with you. I think right now, if you're picking on who you want to win or who you want to lose or who you're rooting against, you need the Twins to come back to earth. You know, the wild card, it's much closer. But I also think that you're the three-time defending AL Central champions for a reason. We didn't expect the Twins to be this good. They've just exceeded expectations like crazy. At some point, they should come back to earth. So that's what I'd be rooting for if I was a Tribe fan. Obviously, you need the Indians to start to play well, and we saw it over the weekend a bit against the Tigers. But, yeah, I think that both are up in the air. While it's still probably a little bit more likely that they win the wild card, I think that there's still a shot that the AL Central is up for grabs at some point this year. I know that sounds crazy because they're 10 games back, but I think the Twins could still at some point come back to earth, even though it doesn't look like it right now.
James Rapine joining us, our Indians beat reporter on the hotline. The reason I say this is because I don't have faith that the Indians can play better baseball than the Red Sox the rest of the year. And the the Rays have that lead. The Rays, people don't realize this year. I mean, over the last 162 games, they're as good as anybody in baseball. And they continue to play good baseball. So I don't think we're catching the Red Sox. I think it's down to either the Indians or the Red Sox. And the Red Sox are a team that I think can add at the deadline. I think we will not be adding. Now, we might not be selling all the way, despite what you think, maybe about Trevor Bauer, maybe about Brad Hand, but I don't think we're adding. So I think the Red Sox are only going to get better.
That's fair. And I think you're right. I think they're going to look to add because they're always in contention mode. They're always in add mode. They're always in how do we make ourselves better. I also think the Indians, there still is a chance where we get to the deadline and they're 10, 15 games above 500 and say, hey, let's add. I still think there is that scenario. Not that it's likely, but with this stretch, and we saw it over the weekend, they suddenly look great, right, against the Detroit Tigers. With this stretch of games between now and the All-Star break, they play a lot of bad teams. And if they can beat up on these bad teams, we can start to feel maybe a little bit differently about what they are. If you add, obviously, they get Mike Clevinger back today. If you add someone at the deadline, preferably a bat, because obviously they've had their issues at the plate this year. So I think there is that scenario where the Indians add. But I do understand it because the Red Sox are going to add. We saw it with the Yankees. Like these teams, they're going to add before the deadline. And right now it seems like the Indians are behind them. So how are they going to catch? Tampa Bay might not add much, but the Red Sox, et cetera, how are you going to catch them if they're adding more? So it'll be interesting to see. But, yeah, I think either one's still up for grabs. But the Indians, they just need to play consistent. And we've seen it over the weekend, so hopefully they can keep it going.
When's Bobby Bradley coming up?
Man, that's the million-dollar question. Up to 22 home runs. The only thing I could point to, the only thing and the only reason he's not up yet is because of his strikeouts. He has 87 strikeouts. That being said, Leonis Martin, I know he stole home, and we want to, you know, that was exciting, but I think Bobby Bradley is certainly a better threat in the lineup than him. Jake Bowers, I know he hit for the cycle, and the Indians front office clearly sticking with him. So I don't I don't know. It's tough to envision. And maybe it's going to take an injury like it did with Oscar Mercado. And then he gets brought up, and obviously he's had a lot of success since being brought up. But I'm not really sure what else Bobby Bradley can do in AAA to show he deserves a shot. And if they haven't promoted him yet, outside of an injury, I'm not sure exactly what it is, other than cutting down on his strikeouts. So it'll be interesting to see. But I wouldn't be shocked if it was today. I think it should be today. It probably won't be today. So it'll be interesting to see how it plays out, because he certainly feels deserving, and the numbers show he's deserving of a major league shot.
There were some people talking about service time with him. That's not the same as the Lindor situation, I don't think.
No, I don't think so either. And I think we're so late in the year now where that's not a thing. You know, I mean, heck, it's June, it's mid-June. So I don't think they're worried about that. I think, and the reason they promoted Mercado when they did, when Naquin went down, they had other options. They promoted him because they thought he could stick. And obviously he came here and he had success. And it wasn't one of those things where they were yo-yoing him back and forth. And I wonder if that's it, if they think they're going to get Bobby Bradley up here and he's going to struggle at the plate. Right, the other thing is they invested a lot in Jake Bowers. You know, you trade Yandy Diaz for him in the offseason. Obviously, that trade doesn't look amazing right now with the way Bowers has struggled at the plate. So they want that to work. In the front office, like it or not, that's what happens when you invest a lot in a player in the offseason, especially a young player. You want it to work. So maybe they're being a little stubborn there. Maybe sending him down would be beneficial, but so far the front office thinks that keeping him up here and the hitting for the cycle helps. He certainly had a good weekend. So we'll see how it plays out. But, yeah, right now, Bobby Bradley, I don't understand why he's not up here. I don't really think anyone has a clear-cut answer. Strikeouts have been discussed, but there really isn't anything that stands out as to why. And sometimes this is the case. He isn't doing anything wrong. It's just the Indians don't feel comfortable making that move yet.
How would you describe the farm system? Very good, good, fair, bad?
I would say good. I think that they, overall, I think they got some pretty good prospects that we're going to see over the next couple of years.
Okay, do you think there's a, I'm sorry, but I had to ask you this. Do you think that there's a chance in hell that they would make a change or they would make a trade and risk taking the good from good to fair, fair to bad, to try to jump in for this year, even though they're only only a half a game out of the wild card spot, but man, they're still 10 back of the Twins, and they're still just barely over 500. It doesn't seem to be a year that you would buy in if you were the Cleveland Indians.
Yeah, as of now, no. If they're suddenly 10 or 12 games above 500 after the stretch here before the All-Star break, if Clevinger comes back, obviously, and is the guy that you expect, if Bauer builds on his past couple of starts, especially yesterday, it's his best start we've seen since April, you could start to feel much differently about this team. Things change quick. That being said, now I don't think they're buyers, but could they be down the line? I think so, and I think what they did in the offseason certainly changes things. I mean, they're adding Daniel Johnson, an outfielder that I think they really like, gives them, and he's in AAA now in that Yan Gomes deal, gives them a little bit more flexibility with some of their outfielders, because they have a lot of outfielders. I know it doesn't feel like it, because some of them are just struggling here in the big leagues, but it seems like they have a lot of outfielders for just three spots long term. I could see them adding. I think if they were going to give up anything prospect-wise, as much as they love pitchers, I think that's where they have the most depth. So we'll see there. It really does stink that Kluber and Yeffrey Rodriguez are injured, because that hurts a chance of them adding something of quality with those two guys down. Obviously, there are different degrees of trade value, but I could see it happening. Like I said, I don't think it's likely, but I think there is a path for the Indians to become buyers at the deadline, even if it's 5% or 10%, Ken. I think there's a chance.
Hey, James, you followed the Bengals before you came up here. What did you think Browns fans thought of Joe Hayden? Do you think that Browns fans overrated Joe Hayden during his time, or was he really a good football player to you?
It's interesting, because he was probably the one cornerback that one-on-one would give A.J. Green fits. He's the one guy that you would never expect it, because, you know, as good as he was, I thought he was certainly beatable. But whether it was mental with A.J. Green, and obviously the Florida-Georgia connection with them in college in the SEC, I wonder if that had played into it. But A.J. Green struggled if you look back at his numbers against the Browns in a lot of games. His debut, he got really frustrated as a rookie before catching that it was a game-winning touchdown from Bruce Gretkowski. So I think Joe Hayden had the magic elixir to stop A.J. Green. But overall, I would probably lean to a little bit overrated. But I don't blame Browns fans for doing that either, because he was one of the really good players on a lot of bad teams. So
all right. That's all you need to say, James. Thank you very much, because now I get to take away champion's pose from Anthony Lima. James, we thank you for the time. All the best.
Take care, guys.
James Rapine, brought to you by WOW Internet TV and Phone. More on that coming up at 9. But next, Anthony Lima, the trash picker. Nope, we're not talking about his dating life either.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.